Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Northeast National Service Scheme NSS Festival 2025 officially began at Rusoma Village, Kohima yesterday. The event is being hosted by the NSS cell under the Directorate of Youth Resources and Sports, Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with the Regional Directorate of NSS Guwahati and sponsored by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India. Themed Viksit Bharat, the week-long festival brings together 300 volunteers from across 8 northeastern states. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuriu, in his inaugural address, hailed the event as a celebration of unity in diversity, encouraging youth to take pride in their culture while embracing national unity. Applauding the spirit of service, he commended NSS volunteers for their contribution to community welfare through health camps, disaster relief and cleanliness drives. The Chief Minister also proposed a rotational model for future NSS festivals to promote regional exchange and collaboration. Director of Youth Resource and Sports Kathosityo Sekhose highlighted Nagaland's 18,000-strong volunteer base. The festival continues through June 14, celebrating youth engagement, cultural exchange and community leadership across the Northeast. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supungmerin Jamil yesterday undertook a comprehensive visit to Dimapur, Shukovi and Malvom railway stations to review railway infrastructure projects in Nagaland. At Dimapur railway station, the MP held a high-level review meeting with officials from Indian Railways and state departments, focusing on the station's upgradation project. At Shukovi, officials highlighted the urgent need for infrastructure like a police outpost, livestock screening and ILP checkpoint. Other issues like over poor road conditions and unfinished staff quarters were also highlighted. At Malvom station, railway officials reported significant progress and informed commissioning of the station is expected in 2 to 3 months. Mr. Jamil reaffirmed his commitment to pushing forward development in the region, pledging full support for timely and effective implementation of critical railway projects in the state. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. In this series, we will explore yoga break for workplace design to de-stress, refresh and refocus while also boosting immunity. This morning, a yoga break for workplace is Tadasana or Mountain Pose. These asanas help in developing stability in the body, clearing congestion of the spinal nerves and correcting faulty posture. These postures help to bring mind-body coordination. Railways Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interests of passengers. More from our correspondent.
Indian Railways has announced a modification in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Tatkal tickets booked at computerized passenger reservation system counters and through authorized agents will require OTP authentication sent to the mobile number provided by the user at the time of booking. These changes are being implemented to improve transparency in Tatkal booking and to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach genuine and user. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And two meritorious science students from government schools under Samagra Shiksha Nagaland have been selected for the Sakura Science High School Program SSHP in Japan, a prestigious youth exchange initiative in the field of science. Shithilu Medyo from Rezekre Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima, and Iris Zomawe Lushai from Chumukidima Government Higher Secondary School will represent Nagaland in this international youth exchange program. Jihukali Sema, PGT at GHSS Chumukidima, will accompany them as their supervisor. Organized by the Japan Science and Technology Agency and supported by the Ministry of Education, Government of India, the program aims to foster scientific curiosity, cultural exchange, and international collaboration among outstanding high school students. SSHP 2025 begins tomorrow and concludes on June 21 in Japan. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.